Love 'em or hate 'em, guns have played a big role in Maine's culture and history. A new exhibit at the Maine State Museum, Inventors and Sportsmen, Maine Gunsmiths in the 1800s, looks at the history of gunsmithing in Maine. I took a trip to Augusta earlier this week to check it out. The exhibit hall at the Maine State Museum is, surprisingly very quiet. Lori LeBar is the exhibit's curator, and she informs me that even if the guns on display could still be fired, it wouldn't be as riotous as you might think. She says if we were in a gun range and not in a museum,
it would be like a slow motion gun range, because some of these guns take a skilled marksman, user, they would take them 20 seconds to reload.
In the 19th century, innovators worked to make guns faster and to make the process of making guns faster too. Some of those innovators were from Maine. One example is John Hall. He started out as a barrel maker in Portland, crafting guns on the side. But by his death at mid-century, Hall had invented a breech-loading rifle that loaded and shot faster and more accurately, and pioneered mass production systems that were used throughout the industry and later to make shoes, clothes, watches, rubber bands, and eventually cars. LeBar says that as production changed, the guns themselves changed as well. She shows me one that Hall handmade before 1817.
It really shines like a little jewel. It has polished brass and steel.
And contrasts it to one he designed that was mass-produced years later.
You can see it's the same mechanism. It's sort of the same gun, although it's percussion, different firing, a more advanced firing mechanism. But it's very much stripped down in terms of its beauty. It's just very much a utilitarian gun.
LeBar, who's a silversmith in her spare time, says she's impressed by the artistic merits of many of the guns in the exhibit.
One of the techniques that's really unusual that you don't see today is an inlaid metal. The inlaid metal was made by carving a tiny little parallel-sided channel into the wood and then taking a piece of flattened either silver or nickel silver or brass and following that channel. It would have shone and really been sparkled even when it was brand new.
Visitors can also learn about the likes of Hiram Leonard, who made guns but also hunted moose and sold the meat to logging camps, and Fly Rod Crosby, who described herself as a plain woman of uncertain age standing 6 feet in my stockings. She was also a journalist who promoted the outdoor sports culture of Maine and the state's very first registered Maine guide. So why an exhibit on guns, and why now? LeBar says it's really a response to public demand. She says people still remember a gun exhibit the museum did 30 years ago, and they've been clamoring for a new one.
There are a lot of sportsmen that are very excited about this. I had no idea. I mean, I knew that people have been wishing for us to have a gun exhibit for a long time, but I didn't really realize just how enthusiastic people were going to be. It was nice to know that there's a really active interest in these historic objects and in the ways that they can inform our culture today.
For early Mainers, guns were a necessity. Unless people lived in urban areas, LeBar says they hunted for food, and they needed guns for other things too, like protecting their gardens from pests. These days, she says gun ownership is more of a choice, but for many Mainers, even those who may not hunt or own guns themselves, gun culture is part of who they are.
Guns were and still are an important part of Maine culture. Anybody who, you know, talking about the bear hunt, for example, last election cycle, it's pretty obvious that gun culture is still very important in Maine.
Inventors and Sportsmen, Maine Gunsmiths in the 1800s, is open now until April of 2017 at the Maine State Museum in Augusta.